Today's special guest is...
We got Tim Pritchett, and how about these for titles? He used to know Mick Renneisen fairly well, and Mick had a lot of titles. Tim was, or still is, the PR and information officer, but he's recently been given the additional title, which he's going to take full-time in soon, as Director of E-Learning Strategies. So he's got titles galore.
Well, it doesn't fit on the business card, but we're happy to have you here this morning. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I had to go to legal paper for the business card.
I thought I saw you flying around in an airplane trailing behind it, one of those signs, so we could see everything that's happening. But we appreciate your service to the community, obviously, and to the school corporation, and keeping all the balls in the air. It's never an easy gig, but you're the man for the job, and we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So Tim's getting ready for the start of school, and as the technology
Wait, you just got done. What do you mean getting ready for the start of school? Don't you have time to catch your breath and get those business cards printed?
You know, we're already planning for the start of the school year before the end of the school year occurs. There's just so much that goes into prepping all of our buildings, prepping our, you know, especially with this new role with technology, making sure everything is ready to go on the first day of school for all 11,000 of our students really takes a lot of effort over the course of the summer.
Now, Tim, are you this is not a bad term, but I refer to my friends who know a lot about computers as computer geeks. Are you one of those guys, or are you one of those guys that has people around you that help you stay up to date with all that?
No, I really have kind of dug in since the time I was a kid. I joke, I grew up in Evansville, but I was in 4-H Electric, and did that all 10 years of my 4-H career, mm-hmm. and that really kind of sparked an interest in, you know, just plugging things in and taking things apart, and that's always been something that's really been a passion of mine. And what's been great about this transition is there was so much overlap already
right.
between what we're doing in communication and how we communicate with the community. And technology, they're just really intertwined.
Assuming we've got some people that have moved into the area and haven't figured out yet what school they go to or where their kids go, or they got somebody that needs to be registered for kindergarten, how are you handling all of those inquiries?
Yeah, here is a great spot where what I just said, technology and communication overlap. So new families, the best place to start is on our website, mccse.edu/families. And that will drop you on a tab with about 12 buttons that tell you what we've determined to be the most critical information to get you started. The first tab on there is registration, and that tells you how to get going. But within that, there's actually a database feature that we have where you can punch in your physical address of where you're living, and it will tell you which elementary, middle, and high school you would go to. From there, it kicks out, and you can actually tell what time the school bus will pick up your children at that address.
Now, talk about that, because when you had your PR hat on, one of your big issues was the bus app, and people may not know about that yet, so tell them about it.
Yeah, we had a really exciting launch this past spring of Synovia Solutions' Here Comes the Bus app. The app, there's a free version of it where you can actually access through a browser, and you can track your student's bus only, so you register for an account. You can set up a free account and track your student's bus so you know what time it's going to arrive at your house. There's a small fee for the app version, but the app version will actually send you alerts when the bus has entered a radius around your house. So I said we had a small launch this spring. We had a fair number. The vendor was really pleased with the number of downloads that we had, but we're really trying to push that and continue to get people to use that coming this fall. So again, if people visit our website, on the left-hand side, there's a graphic, Here Comes the Bus, or they can go to mccse.edu to the transportation department and download that as well.
How much does that app cost to download, Tim?
The download is free. The monthly fee, I want to say, is $3 per month, or a flat fee for the year of somewhere around $18. I don't have the numbers specifically in my head, but I know it's somewhere right around there. And I know my wife has downloaded it and uses it with the kids riding the bus to and from school. And
it doesn't matter how many kids you have, right? You could have a family of
four
or one.
Yeah, 15 kids in your family, one app.
There you go. Well, yeah, some people get confused, especially if they don't use those too often. They think, well, I've got all these kids. I can't have an app for each one of them or different bus times or everything else. Well, it all comes
and
together.
And the real issue is instead of having the kids go out on a cold day,
you time it, baby. Right, that's what you say. You say, hey, I'm going to time you to the door, ready, go, and then, and then you fall in the snow and the bus leaves.
All right, now, Tim, put on your other hat, your technology hat now, and you got all these computers out there. Every kid has a computer in the MCCSC?
Every kid has access to a personal computing device, so whether that's an iPad or a laptop or some other tablet device, every student is using something that's individually assigned. Where it starts to separate out is at the high school level, students have laptops. They're issued on a one-to-one ratio, and students take those with them when they leave the building. The majority of their coursework is actually done on there, but that doesn't mean they're sitting in the classroom, you know, staring at a screen the whole time. They're really collaborating in some of these virtual interfaces within the class. Then at the middle school level, we also have take-home devices with the iPad. And then from there, we drop into elementary, where we have a ratio of one-to-one with iPads, but our students aren't taking those out of the building and taking them home.
Now, with computers, technology changes. So you are this summer, I presume, you're updating software technology?
That's kind of the never-ending project in technology. Is, you know, the rule of thumb has always been as soon as you buy something, it's obsolete. And, you know, it doesn't mean it's unusable, but it means there is a lot of work just to make sure things remain current, whether it's a new app on the iPad or whether it's the back-end hardware that's actually supporting our devices. Yeah, that's been our summer, and that's what we'll continue to do most of the summer is projects related to making sure that supporting network, whether it's our infrastructure or our hardware or whatever it is, continues to support all those initiatives we have in the classroom.
Now tell Mike about this one, because this one just blows my mind. There are students right now,
this very second,
in summer classes learning how to maintain those computers in the schools. Talk about that. This is an amazing program.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of this new hat. You know, I get to help promote it and talk about it from the old position, but now being able to run it is just really thrilling for me, and I wish they had it when I was a high school student. So we have at both North and South High School, we have a class we call CRAM, Computer Repair and Maintenance. Students in the class learn from specific lessons related to the A+, the industry standard technical certification for computer software and hardware repair. But it's really set up kind of as a learning lab. So throughout the year, if a student has a device that's not acting properly, they can bring it into the CRAM lab at their building, check it in, get a loaner, and the students in that classroom actually take apart the machine and fix it there on site. It's just really been tremendous for our students getting hands-on skills. And this is the second summer, so this summer a lot of what they're doing is kind of the tear down and start back up of the machines for next year by imaging and putting new software that's available for students.
How do you get these students, Tim? Are they volunteers? They come forward and they're taking classes right now?
Yeah, they sign up. Your question about, you know, was I interested growing up, or that, you know, computer kind of interested kid? That's these kids. We have one. We had graduating seniors this year that asked if they could come in this summer and assist and help. And, you know, at the end of the program, what's so fantastic is they come out with a device-specific certification, but they have the skills that will set them up to take that A+ certification, which is a requirement for a lot of industry jobs, but it makes them very employable and attractive to an employer coming straight out of high school.
It's almost like an internship, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
And to have that qualifications and meet those standards.
When they're going to school in their own time in the summer, too.
Yeah, it sounds like work. So when you get in the real world, they're not going to be, oh, geez, you got to do this every day? Yeah. That's just kind of how it works. So that's a great great bad habit to get into. Tim, what else do we need to know wrapping things up here on a Tuesday morning?
I think the one other thing I want to add, jumping back to the public information officer position, is that our open house schedule, a calendar, is now available. So these are back to school, meet the teacher events, open house picnics, drop-in, you know, info fairs at the schools. And that, again, is on our website at mccsc.edu/openhouse. And you can navigate to that on the Families tab as well on our website. But I think especially for new parents coming, that's a big, you know, kind of question mark. When can I get in and see the school? And our high schools, actually, offices are open throughout the summer, kind of on reduced hours. Middle schools return around mid-July, as do elementary schools. But in the meantime, our administration building is open all day, Monday through Thursday, through the mid-July, around July 22nd.
And the Internet's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And the Internet is open 24 hours a day.
Hey, great job, Tim. You're very busy. We appreciate your time here on a Tuesday morning. And I have a feeling we'll catch up with you before school starts.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.